From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. To be a successful opera lover, you have to wear a long gown or tuxedo, carry a lorgnette, and act more sophisticated than you really are, right? You have to tolerate caterwauling from Zoptic women in braids wearing horn helmets, yes? Well, Susan Danis wants to change her mind about all that. This season at the Florida Grand Opera is her first full season as the company's new director. She joins us now. It is so great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Now, it seems like this has been a challenge for a very long time, changing the way people feel about opera, the way they think about opera. Why does it need to be changed?
Because it's anything but the truth. You can come to the opera as you like, wear what you like. We've given people the ability to attend at all price points, all the way from $11 to $225. And it's really important for us to change that because it really is an entertainment for all people, not just folks who wear long gowns dripping in diamonds.
Florida Grand has been doing more contemporary operas like Morning Becomes Electra.
How
Why can't it go on doing the old reliables like La Boheme and Traviata?
It's tough, but obviously we have to balance between things that keep our tried and true subscribers and folks that love traditional opera engaged and coming, but we also have to look for another and a new audience. It's just the opportunity to broaden people's perspective. I always say opera's like sushi. You know, you can't say you don't like it until you try it. If you try everything, then you can make your decisions afterwards, but you have to at least give it a try.
Florida Grand has Night Arts funding to bring, quote-unquote, unexpected opera to unexpected places. What's that all about?
The concept being that an opera that's not La Boheme or Traviata will be performed in a place where you normally would not expect to see opera. So if you're out on the beach and you're on Washington, 653 to be exact, there is it was a club. It was called Nowhere, and now it's called Arena. And at 10 p.m. this week, we will be performing an opera called No Exit by Andy Vors. It's based on the Jean-Paul Sartre play. Kind of the tagline of it could be, hell is other people. Because in essence, it kind of tells the tale of these three people who are damned souls. They do not like each other, and they will be living in the same room for eternity. And it's basically in a club. And then afterwards, there'll be a DJ and lights, just like if you were going out clubbing or dancing in South Beach for an evening.
There have been a lot of companies, symphonies, opera companies, who feel that they have to reach out to what they call newer audiences. New, is that a code word for young people?
I think in this community, new is a lot of things. Because we have such a different and diverse community here, but I think you're right. When most people talk about new audiences, they talk about younger audiences. I'm really proud of Miami and South Florida and our company because we have one of the youngest audiences in America. People in their 20s and 30s and 40s who aren't afraid and have gotten past those stereotypes and are enjoying opera.
We've been chatting with Susan Danis, Executive Director and CEO of the Florida Grand Opera. Susan, wonderful talking with you.
Same here. Thanks so much.
No Exit runs tonight through Saturday at Arena Lounge in South Beach. It will also be live streamed on Saturday. For more information, please visit WLRN.org. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.